Hello, welcome to your Knowledge for Life journey. I am Quentin McCall. Today's topic is emotions. Now, this is a topic that I'm very passionate about. It's something that we all struggle with. It's an issue that we all have, but it's something that we must learn to manage appropriately. Having an ability to manage our emotions is very critical. Emotions is defined as one who is easily affected or disturbed by emotion. Now, emotions alone, there's nothing wrong with emotions. God gave us all emotions. They were given to us to give us balance. Women were giving emotions to give balance to a man. The problem with emotions is that when we allow ourselves to make our decisions based on emotions, our emotions can't be our decision-making tool. Feeling cloud nine, goo-goo, gaga, all excited, in certain situations, especially when we meet new people that we may be interested in from a relationship standpoint, we allow our emotions to drive us to do things that we typically probably should not be doing, because when we make emotional decisions, we make very, very, very poor choices. One of the first things that you need to understand is that emotions have a lot of power. And if you allow your emotions to be the most important aspect of your life, they will overpower you. Emotions are not to be used as a decision-making tool, nor are you to lead your life based on emotions. God has given you His Holy Spirit to lead your life and to be your guide, your sense of discernment, not your emotions. So when you live your life based on simply just on emotions and allow those emotions to be your calling card or your tool for decision-making, you put yourself in position to be hurt, misled, and make very poor decisions in life. Many a life-changing decisions have been made based on purely on emotions, and this is a very dangerous way to live. For example, one may make the decision to marry based purely on emotions. The man or woman makes you feel like, ooh, there's just nothing better than them in the world. Your world has stopped. Once again, you're on cloud nine. Nothing has ever felt better. You have even reasoned through your emotions that this is the will of God. God has said, this is my husband. God said, this is my wife. And you have reasoned this through. A few months later, once you become more mature in the relationship has matriculated to a level of maturity, you realize that you have made an emotional decision that may cause you a lifetime of pain. Now think about that. Making a lifetime decision that will cause you a lifetime of pain. Folks, never make short-term decisions to affect your long-term gain. Now, we often make this mistake and we do this, but let's allow ourselves to be more mindful to not allow this to happen. Now, many times when you are emotional, and you have emotional wounds on top of that, you tend to look to people to meet your needs rather than look to the Lord to fulfill your needs. Now, when you get in a situation like this, not only are you allowing yourself to be vulnerable to the wrong type of people, but at the same time, the happiness that you're trying to seek through people, you will never obtain. Now, when people are overly sensitive, for example, or, quote, super sensitive, a person that's like that, they basically just have bruised emotions that they haven't dealt with. And because of that super sensitivity to everything, they're very hard to get along with. They're very touchy. They tend to walk in and out of people's lives very quickly because they are emotionally broken. Now, this is just the effects of what emotions and leading your life based on emotions can have. Lead you to have a false sense of self-image that you try to cover up through clothes, through cars, homes, etc. And assist a facade to mask the pain on the inside. And this, many times emotions, wounds that we cause ourselves could lead us to what? Have a poor sense of self-esteem. And the first person to come along, especially when we haven't been affirmed in our love as a child. I know from this firsthand because I wasn't completely affirmed in my life as a little boy growing up. So when you have that growing up as a child and you go into your adulthood, you're looking for people to love you. So what happens is the first man or woman who promises to love you, you trust that they will love you, you trust that they will believe in you, you trust that they will support you. So you tend to allow them to manipulate you because your fear of being alone, your fear of not being loved causes you to be a puppet per se. So you're afraid to cut the relationship because you don't want to lose that opportunity to be loved or lose that opportunity to share love with that person. So you become overwhelmed with emotion, overwhelmed with desire, passion, and it turns over into what? Anger, which we'll discuss at a later date. But please understand that emotions were not given to you for you to be making your life-changing decisions on. They weren't given to you for anything of that nature, just to bring balance to your life. God desires you to use wisdom. God desires for you to tame your emotions. God desires for you to be stable in your emotions. God desires you to be faithful, loyal, and true to His word, and not living on emotional decisions. Because when you make emotional decisions, folks, you have to deal with the consequences that come from those emotional decisions that we all have dealt with. Learn self-control. Learn to restrict yourself and have freedom in knowing that you have to turn your emotions over to God. Understand that He has given you authority over your emotions. And it's up to you to tame them, control them, and be led only by the wisdom of God, not your emotions. Through our emotions, you know, we have, you know, people that contracted STDs, pain, ungodly soul ties, children out of wedlock, failed marriages, and all the kind of issues that occurred based on purely on the emotions they felt at the time when they entered into the relationship with a person, based strictly on emotion. Remember, today is the day to be happy.